34,000 people applied for the best job in the world, officially described as the caretaker of the islands of the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. The winner gets a 3-bedroom villa on one of the islands. There's that brutal weekly blog diary and photo gallery to promote the islands worldwide. Work tools include a snorkel and scuba diving gear, but there will be plenty of time off to hike, fish, sail, and swim, plus $150,000 for 6 months of toil. And here's the winning job application from an energetic 34-year-old Englishman named Ben Southall.
I love discovering new places. Last year, I drove all around Africa.
I cross deserts, climb mountains, run marathons, bungee jump, mountain bike, scuba dive, and snorkel everywhere because...
I'm practically a fish myself!
As for trying new things, how about riding an ostrich? What can I say? Animals love me. And I love them too, especially if they're rare. Well, okay, maybe not that rare. I'm a great communicator, love meeting people, and immersing myself in other cultures. I've written newspaper and magazine articles, given TV and radio interviews, and kept a journal and video blog on my website to share my experiences with others, and I'd love to do the same for you. We can learn about the 100 miles of magic Great Barrier Reef together, and all that Queensland has to offer.
I'm an experienced events manager, charity fundraiser, and tour guide. I've a Bachelor of Science degree and a keen interest in photography, so I'm your man.
Well, that may be his dream job, but what is yours? Call and tell us what your best job in the world is. 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. Go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation. Chris O'Toole joins us now from London, where he's editor of the travel website travelbite.co.uk, and he's been following the Best Job in the World contest since it started last January. Chris, nice to have you on Talk of the Nation today.
Good afternoon, Neil. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. Now, this was quite a publicity coup on the part of the Queensland Tourism Office in Australia, who thought up this contest. They not only got a ton of publicity, they've also made quite a bit of money, and they've got themselves a caretaker.
Yeah, this is the second time this has come around. About 3 months ago, they put the advertisement out originally, and now they've selected the winner. This obviously become a massive news story around the world again.
And they've promoted this job magnificently, and, well, I guess it's a pretty good job.
It is. It's an amazing job on an island, is it Hamilton Island, which is one of the larger islands in the Great Barrier Reef. But obviously you get the accommodation, but you also get quite a fantastic paycheck as well.
And amidst all of this competition, 34,000 applicants, do you know how they decided who wins?
I think the Queensland tourism people narrowed it down from 34,000 original applicants, 10,000 of which were from America. They created a shortlist of 50 people, which the public then voted for. The top 16 were then selected, flown out to Australia, and they chose the winner today.
And so he now has to get, you know, it's horrible to think about, but he has to actually do this job now.
Yeah, he's allowed to take one person with him, his friend, I guess. But now he's going to have pretty much the time of his life, I think. Weekly blog updates, photography, things like that. I think it's going to be an ongoing advertisement for the next 6 months.
And obviously, then the tourist board can do it again.
Yeah, they'll probably repeat it next year. I'd be surprised if other countries don't try a very similar thing.
I do have to ask, Chris, did you apply?
No, I don't have the technical proficiency on a camera, unfortunately. But I'd obviously like to have been involved.
Did you get down to Australia to take a look at the digs?
I haven't been out there personally. I think there's quite a lot of British journalists out there at the moment, but I personally haven't been. No.
And interesting, might things have been a little rigged for a Briton to win this contest?
I wouldn't like to say, but I'd be surprised if Britain's obviously a very big market for the Australian tourist industry. So I think it may have had some role in their selection of a British tourist.
Because there's a lot of Brits who go down to Australia, and the publicity probably didn't hurt.
With obviously the strong cultural language ties we have with Australia, a lot of the history, I think that may have played a role. There were 3,000 applications from the UK and over 11,000 from America. So. Who's to say?
Well, Chris O'Toole, thanks very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Chris O'Toole is editor of the travel website travelbite.co.uk, and he joined us today from the studios of the BBC in London. Anyway, we'd like to hear what your dream job is. That one in Australia has now been filled. 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. Jessica's calling us from Salem, Massachusetts.
Hi.
Hi, Jessica. What's your dream job?
My dream job would be to be a historical interpreter. You know, the people who dress up in costumes at historic sites.
There's more than a few of those right there in Salem.
There are, but right now it doesn't seem like a lot of places have the money to hire.
And they get to wear pointy hats and carry broomsticks.
I know. I have a background in acting, and I'm a history major at the local college.
But this is your dream job. Why?
Because I think it would be a whole lot of fun, really, to get paid for doing something that I enjoy, you know, both blending acting and history.
And right there in your hometown.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to leave.
Jessica, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can get an email. This from Mike. I would like to be the president's family photographer. I would get to see the world, and it would be a full-time with the perks. Let's see if we can go next to Mary. Mary's with us from Manistee in Michigan.
Manistee,
okay.
Caretaker on a backpacking trail.
Why there?
Oh, no electricity, no running water, nobody talking to you, telling you what to do.
But there's all these people coming up and saying, I've got this terrible problem with this mosquito bite.
That's their problem. All you got to tell them is don't walk on the sedge.
Because that's going to crush the plants. As you think about the loneliness of that job, though, that doesn't bother you?
Nothing better.
Mary, have a great time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can go next to, this is Emmy. Emmy in Westerville, Ohio.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead, please.
Yes, my dream job is to work for NPR.
In which capacity?
Well, I love journalism and I love news, so I would love to be a correspondent. I think that would be great.
And is there any place in the world that you'd like to be based?
I would love to be based in the Middle East, actually. That would be great.
Based in the Middle East, so you're looking for some action here.
I suppose so.
And, Emmy, have you thought about the glamorous parts of the job of ducking bullets and waiting up for the middle of the night to file for Morning Edition?
Oh, goodness, I have. And it seems kind of daunting and intimidating, but I think that would definitely be my dream job.
Emmy, we wish you the best of luck. I'm not sure when we're going to be hiring next, but we'll keep you in mind.
Well, thank you so much.
Bye-bye. We got this similar one from Robin in San Diego to be producer on Talk of the Nation and do all that fabulous research and choosing of topics on the program. Accepting any resumes? Well, not just at the moment. We'll have to see how Gura's doing at the end of the show. Let's see if we can get another caller on the line. This is Toby. Toby with us from Durham, North Carolina.
Hi, Neil. There's no doubt about it. It would be film critic. I work with a bunch of armchair Monday morning film critics, and we discuss film ad nauseum. I think the only possibly better job would be Ben & Jerry's ice cream test taster.
Well, there's a similar quality that people who do both those jobs talk about, and that is after a while, it can all start running together and not taste all that great.
Well, I don't want to watch bad movies, just the good ones.
See, there's the problem. They don't have the good movie reviewer. And the other part is that I've talked to people who write reviews, and they all say it's much easier to write a bad review and pan a movie than it is to write a good one.
Well, I'm in the line for that movie if it comes open.
If it comes open. Okay, Toby. And would there be any particular publication or broadcast outlet you'd like to work for?
I guess the Chicago Tribune. I was always a big Gene Siskel fan, so I'd like to follow in his footsteps.
And lead it right out of bankruptcy.
Exactly.
There you go. Thanks, Toby.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Here's an email from Andrew. My dream job just opened up. U.S. Supreme Court Justice. I'm a lawyer, he says. Let's see if we can go now to, this is John. John in Tucson, Arizona.
Something that I wouldn't miss out for the world that worked out incredibly well for me is Marine Corps Reservist.
So you are a Marine Corps Reservist, I take it.
Yes. It's all the travel, training, adventure, danger, yeah. But while having a 9-to-5 job, going to school, whatever you need to do in the civilian world.
That sounds like a pretty good job.
Exactly. And you do 4 years active duty, and then you get out. It can be a real culture shock. So as a reservist, you never really leave the regular world and regular America.
Are you sure you haven't made that transition to recruiter?
Yeah, it is a shameless plug, I'll admit that.
John, thanks for the service and continued good luck with it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Here's some more emails. This from Sam in Gaithersburg. My brother and I often thought the best job in the world would be golf course tester. Of course, we want somebody to pay us to go out and play new golf courses in the nicest resort areas in the world and give feedback on the courses. All expenses paid, of course. Let's go next to Ryan. Ryan calling from Minneapolis.
Hi, my dream job is the one I've got right now. I am a business reference librarian at the University of St. Thomas here in Minnesota. It's fantastic.
So what kind of questions do you handle every day?
Oh, wow. You name it. I had someone ask me about, the 1247 Fourth Council something. I refer that over to the theology library. Otherwise, it'll be I'm a finance and accounting guy.
Mm-hmm.
So anything related to those, plus the things that come in off the street that could be... Really, you name it. There's really no way to describe all of those things or to try to anticipate them. It's wonderful. My colleagues are fantastic. I've had some other fantastic jobs in the past. This one allows me to live in my hometown, and it gives me the time to spend with my girlfriend and to continue to run ultramarathons. It's wonderful.
That sounds like a dream job. And that question, that puzzler you had at the beginning again, that was a council and when?
Oh, you know, 1247, it was the Fourth Council. Like I said, we also have a seminary library with theology librarians who are...
I just answered Nicaea to all of those. I'm not sure how well I did on the test. But.
Nicaea definitely answers the lot of them.
Okay. Ryan, good luck to you.
Thank you, Neil.
We're talking about dream jobs. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Email from Rob. As a structural engineer with three young kids, my dream job is chief structural engineer for the Lego Corporation. I think they may call it something else. Let's see if we can get Justin on the line. Justin calling from Des Moines.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
What's your dream job, Justin?
It's not so much a job, but I think it's important who you work with. I'm an architect, but I'd love to work for Peter Zumthor, who just won the Pritzker Prize in Architecture in Basel, Switzerland. It includes being in the mountains of just in Switzerland and in the mountains.
So if he needs somebody to design the bathrooms or something, you're ready to go?
I guess so.
Okay. Good luck, Justin.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Here's from Alex in the Virgin Islands. I have a dream job. I'm the good news guy on WSTA in St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands, and professor of communications at the University of the Virgin Islands. It's a dream job, and I love it. We hate you. Let's see if we can go next to Christian. Christian with us from Salt Lake City.
How you doing, sir?
All right. How are you?
Doing well. I'm a calibration engineer, which is a fairly unique position. I develop calibrations for the engine management systems in vehicles and race vehicles.
So when they say this has to be X number of millimeters wide, you're the one who sets up that system?
No, it's the computer that actually runs the engine. So
it
injects the fuel, controls the spark. So we try to make as good a gas mileage as we can with making as much horsepower as we can.
And that sounds like interesting work.
Oh, it's phenomenal. We change vehicles all the time, and nothing is old, to be honest with you. We work on brand-new Japanese performance vehicles.
Christian, good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can go next to Luke. Luke's with us from Lone Jack in Missouri.
Yeah, I would love to be a dog musher and race the Iditarod.
You're a long way from Alaska there, Luke.
I am.
Why do you want to run the Iditarod?
I'm a member of Scouts, and we went to northern Minnesota once, and I got a taste of dog sledding there, and ever since then I've just wanted to take it more long distance and a little more extreme and just really get out there, be alone, be away from everyone, and just be in the wilderness. I think it'd be awesome.
All right. Well, I think moving north would have a good first start.
It probably would.
Okay. Good luck, Luke.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can go next to Susan. Susan with us from St. Louis.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead, please.
This is not exactly a perfect job, but I really love it. I'm a gardener. I work outside all year round. I have a very flexible boss, so if anything comes up, we can just take off. And it's a non-for-profit. And it's wonderful.
It's wonderful because you get to do something you love.
I do, and I love being outside and finding insects and being in all kinds of weather and hear the birds singing. It's just fabulous. It really is.
It seems to me, Susan, of the people we've talked to, you might be the one who might have been happy with that job on the island off the Great Barrier Reef in Australia.
Oh, maybe, but I like it here in St. Louis because we have all the different seasons and I like it here a lot.
Tropical island, St. Louis, tropical. I'm sure everybody would say they're just about the same, Susan.
Yeah, but it's pretty great.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's see if we can go next. One more call. This is Steve. Steve with us from Newton, Massachusetts.
Hi. Well, the job has probably changed over the years, but when I was a kid growing up in the 60s, I read about the job of being the policeman on the island of Bora Bora.
Bora Bora, maybe even more idyllic than Hamilton Island, the place where the new caretaker is going to be working.
Well, it really sounded that way. He had one job, basically, back in the 60s, and that was to deliver the mail, and that was done at 2 o'clock.
And the rest of the day was to recover, presumably.
I think so.
That sounds like a pretty good job, Steve.
I would take it.
What do you do in Newton?
Oh, I'm an executive recruiter here in Newton, so it's a far cry.
Do you deliver the mail every day at 2 o'clock?
No. I wish I could.
All right, Steve. Thanks very much.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Let's get one last caller in. Terry. Terry with us from southern Minnesota, and we just have a couple of seconds, Terry.
Yes, yes. Up at the Duluth Harbor, when the ships are all iced in, they need people to look after them in there. I believe they call them ship tenders. I always wanted to do that for a gal darn season and see what that would entail.
Why?
That would be pretty neat.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, it's cold.
I'm just an old motorhead. I'm a retired auto and truck mechanic. I really get into that kind of stuff, you know, big machines, you know, all that. I think I would just really enjoy that.
Well, Terry, that's one that might be achievable.
Yeah, I'll have to Google it up and see, by God, if any openings are coming.
Good luck to you, Terry.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we got this tweet from Twitter user Chris O'Neill says, dream job? Yeah, easy. Quality control manager at Oaksterdam, a university we did a segment on this program last week. Thank you all for your emails and all of your calls. We'll be back with more tomorrow when Amy Dickinson will join us to talk about how she became Ask Amy. She'll discuss her new memoir. Plus, James Carville. If you hadn't had enough politics with Ken earlier today, James Carville, the Raging Cajun, will join us all tomorrow at this hour. And be sure to sign up for our daily email newsletter. Today, it included a link to our conversation yesterday with Michael Savage about being banned from entering the UK. To sign up, go to npr.org/email. Click on the box next to Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.